Once upon a time, when I lived in Connecticut, I remember there used to be talks about the state police coming out certain times of the month because they wanted to boost their quota. And that's bad enough as it is, but how about if they fake thousands of traffic stops to boost their numbers? Would that be ethical? I doubt it. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com. I have to read this to believe it because it was bad enough when they said that they would purposely come out and set a whole bunch of speed traps because they needed to meet a quota. But to actually fake traffic stops to meet a quota, that is outrageous. So I need to dive into this and see what this is all about, because if this is true, this is bad. So scandal: Connecticut police caught faking thousands of traffic stops to boost numbers. Now, they didn't say hundreds, they said thousands. That's insane. Connecticut law enforcement has been rocked by a potential scandal involving how its officers have been reporting traffic stops. An audit exposed a troubling pattern of state troopers manipulating records to make themselves appear to be more productive. The report reveals that at least 100 officers were fabricating traffic reports to boost their numbers. The revelation has raised questions about the credibility of officers tasked with upholding the law and has led some to question whether they can be trusted to handle more serious criminal cases. Obviously, you can't trust them to. If you can't trust them to do simple, to be honest about doing traffic stops, who knows how far this corruption goes? Who knows? But right here, a recent audit described a pattern of record manipulation and said there was a high likelihood that at least 25,966 recorded stops between 2014 and 2021 were false, and that as many as 58,553 may have been at minimum inaccurate. That's a lot. That's a lot. That is insane. I mean, the auditors blamed the disparities on a lack of oversight and accountability, which could undermine public trust in the state's law enforcement agencies. Moreover, the skewed reporting on the part of police officers could distort perceptions about racial disparities in traffic enforcement, which makes it harder to address potential discrimination if it exists. The report also could also indicate other ramifications on the state's criminal justice system. A defense attorney representing a man accused of murder, has argued that he should be informed if any of the officers caught in the audit were involved in his client's case. And that's a valid thing. It's good. This is going to create a firestorm. He suggested other defense attorneys might do the same. So,
hold on.
What do we have here? He suggested other defense attorneys might. Of course, they're going to do the same. I would. It's a valid question. If these officers can't be trusted to report traffic incidents honestly, how can they be trusted with more critical cases? Nicole Gonzalez Van Cleve, a sociologist at Brown University, affirmed this issue. If we can't trust them for traffic tickets, how are we going to trust them for cases like sexual assault or murder, she said. The revelations also highlight a disturbing lack of accountability in the state's police force. If so many officers are willing to fabricate data regarding traffic tickets, how much further might they go? Is it not beyond the realm of possibility to speculate that at least some of these officers might abuse their authority in a way that violates people's rights? If there is no real oversight, what is to keep them from doing so? You know, I believe that the audit should be done in all 50 states, honestly, because I'm seriously doubting that Connecticut state officers are the only ones that's doing this. I think Massachusetts, every state, they should do an audit like this. You gotta believe now, though, that it's in the back of other state officers' mind in other states saying, we better clean up our act now because we don't want to get caught up in something like this. So it might light a fire under them. So this might be a good thing. This might actually be a good thing. But what do you think? I'm curious if you think that your state officers should be audited. If not, why do you think? Why do you think they should not be audited? Because clearly, just my own observation, it seemed like it would be a systemic thing. I'm just saying, I know it sounds like a left-wing talk there, but I really do believe they should audit all 50 states of state police officers just to see what's going on there. And I guarantee, maybe not all 50, but they'll definitely find more than just Connecticut state officers doing that. What do you think? Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Here we come.